Ozzy sent you.
This is Jay Hardy of J.B. Smith Funeral Homes in Maplewood and Fenton. We talk to our loved ones often, but we all should have the talk of a lifetime. Sitting down and talking to someone about their life story can be rich and satisfying. Learning about the things that mattered the most to them in life can help bring us closer to those we care about the most. Have the talk of a lifetime. Visit jbsmith.com for a free brochure and information to help you have the talk of a lifetime. J.B. Smith Funeral Homes, your locally owned friend and neighbor for more than 80 years.
Let's say you drive by a hillside of trees. What are those trees doing for you? To start with, people have less road rage driving through an area with trees. Cool, huh? Those trees also help clean our drinking water and cool the air by 10 degrees in the summer for free. Trees work for all of us. Visit treeswork.org to learn more. Brought to you by the Missouri Department of Conservation.
This Thursday, not only the Kilcoin Show, the Carney Show as well, both coming to you live from Golf Discount. That's in O'Fallon, Missouri at Highway K and N. Golf Discount with the lowest prices guaranteed on golf equipment in St. Louis. Perfect gift for Christmas. Right now, it's getting closer to that time. Also, team apparel for both men and women. Make sure to visit Golf Discount this Christmas for your holiday shopping. And come say hello this Thursday as we're live from 10 until 3. Carney, Kilcoin, Golf, what more do you need?
The Big 550 celebrates the 12 days of Christmas by giving the gifts to you. Each weekday during the event, go to KTRS.com to register for the daily prize, which changes each weekday at midnight. 12 days, 12 prizes, and McGraw will announce the winner the next morning. It's that simple. Be sure to register to win today's prize, a $250 gift card from Layla Restaurant. The 12 Days of Christmas from Massage Lux, Season Spa and Salon, Top Gun Shooting Sports, Best Transportation, and the Big 550 KTRS.
Then you play houses on the air. Turn the volume up.
Yeah, turn it up. Turn the volume up. You lost the share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Yeah.
Great opinions on the air.
So join his partners and him.
There's no fun left on
FM.
Edible panties.
Oh, boy, those are good. Cherry flavor, that's the best. Well, good afternoon and welcome to the December 10th edition Opinions Playhouse, brought to you today by Ballast Dental Care. I don't believe I've ever told you the story of how little Dougie Watanabe decided as a young child to become a dentist. I'll tell you that true story today. It'll melt hearts in cold weather. I am a 40-year patient at Ballast Dental Care. Look forward to 40 more... 10 more years, maybe? 15, 20 as a patient? We'll see.
2.5.
Okay, 2.5 more years. Well, I'm not in the greatest of shape. You never know. I could be taken at any moment. Let's introduce some people to you. The control board operator is none other than Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. And if you are concerned about the future of your investments, then right now is a great time to get a fresh perspective with Mark and Jason. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello to the chicks.
Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
It's going great. I want to say happy anniversary to John and Michelle Young. These people are celebrating, will be celebrating their one-year anniversary tomorrow.
Wow, and they're probably still doing it a lot.
But that's the couple that I married last year.
And they're still married?
Yeah, wow. How about that?
Wow. Way to go, Dan.
I know.
You know, they get a little time behind them and a little mileage under their belts from marriage-wise. You could start to say, hey, the marriages that I conduct, here's proof that they last.
Yeah.
And maybe there'll be a big demand for you to officiate because you know, you want a marriage that lasts,
yep,
call Dan real fast. Hey, how's that?
Hey!
For a marriage that'll last, call me real fast.
Yeah.
Dan Strauss.
Well, if you don't want it to last, don't call Dan, I guess.
Pastor, yeah.
Reverend or
yeah,
whatever I am.
If you want a car dealership or restaurant put out of business, hire me. If you want your marriage to last, let me do the officiating. That's Dan. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
You are so kind, Dan.
And you know what? You know what? Well, how should I describe this? Ratboy has come up with an idea. He wants to get it patented and on the market by next year. He wants people to start replacing garland and icicles and things with it's something for trees. What is it for trees?
Cheese.
Cheese for trees. It's like string cheese that hangs like icicles. I think he's got something.
Ah, cheese for trees.
He might have cheese for trees. You work on it, Ratboy. Good luck to you. Bruce Limprist, everybody, and the All Boy Orchestra. You know, even Muhammad Ali at one time heard Bruce Limprist and the boys, and he even said they're great. Did they ever play you that interview?
No.
Oh, it's terrific. How flattering. What a great compliment. Here's a little bit of that interview. I'm the greatest father of all time. Look at this pretty face. I hold your face. I will find a son to listen. I can whoop anybody. I tell I'm the greatest, but I tell you what comes to the greatest in orchestra, band, of Bruce Limprist, all ball orchestra, as they're the greatest.
Wow.
Wow. The great Muhammad Ali calling Bruce's band the greatest band. Look at Bruce. He's beaming over.
Oh,
he's
yeah,
still proud of that. We're brought to you by Ballast Dental Care. A lot of times people get into a certain line of work because of something that happened, you know, in childhood, and it changes you, and it molds you, and it turns you in a direction. And when little Doug Watanabe was a little boy, they were very poor, and when he would start losing teeth, his daddy would superglue the teeth back in his mouth so he wouldn't have to pay him tooth fairy money.
Oh, wow.
That's the saddest thing I've ever heard. And he would go and he'd get all excited. Oh, Daddy, look, I'm losing a tooth. His dad said, oh, let me take a look. And little Doug didn't realize it, but his dad, without little Doug knowing it, would take a little super glue and no, look, you just thought it was loose. And he'd glue them back in. He had baby teeth until he was 20 years old.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. It was a horrible, horrible. But what he decided was it made him want to be a dentist. He wanted to take that bad experience and turn teeth into something. That's a true story.
Wow.
Turned teeth into something positive. So he became not just a dentist, but a terrific dentist. And he surrounds himself with other terrific people. You know, there are two advertisers we have who are both in businesses that a lot of people dread going to. Oddly enough, buying a car for some people, and for more people, going to the dentist. We have changed that mindset with hundreds and hundreds and thousands of people. Seriously, over all these years, we've caused them to realize it doesn't have to be a thing to dread. It doesn't have to be a thing to be afraid of. And all you have to do to make me prove this is make an appointment with Ballast Dental Care. And I know that hundreds of you, and it's not an exaggeration, hundreds of you have, because they've told me. And I get emails from you. I got a wonderful email. Lauren, I hope you don't mind if I mention your name. I won't mention your last name. In fact, I think Lauren is her last name. But she sent me an email, and I read it, if you remember, about a week ago, and she said, all right, I'm going to go. But remember her words? I'm scared to death.
Yeah.
She says, I am absolutely scared to death of this appointment at Ballast Dental Care. It wasn't about Ballast Dental Care. It was being afraid. Well, I did get a follow-up from her 2 days ago, and it was a very lengthy email, and I won't read it all. But you know what she said to me? She said, you were absolutely right. And there was no bigger skeptic than this lady. She was convinced that what I was saying about Ballast Dental Care was just something that I was paid to say. And she wrote me this wonderful email and said that it was an experience she never could have imagined she could have at any dental office. So there you go, folks. It's not just me. It's what everybody says, once they have that first appointment at Ballast Dental Care, do not be afraid. I told you before, and I made this up the other day, and I'm going to use it again. The only thing you have to fear is fear itself.
What?
Yeah.
You made that
Whoa.
Up?
Yes, I did.
Wow.
Yeah. And that's the truth, because you certainly don't have to be afraid of the office, of the people who work there. You're afraid of something that happened to you a long time ago that's not going to happen again if you go to Ballast Dental Care. 40 years as a patient, I know what I'm talking about. Ballast Dental Care at the corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads, ballastdentalcare.com.
You mentioned the Tooth Fairy. Remember, mm-hmm. It was always like a nickel, a dime, every once in a while a quarter. Now it's like a dollar to $5.
They published the average last year, and it was like it was close to $5.
Yeah. It's like, wow.
If I was a kid, I'd knock all my teeth out. Yeah. Knock them all out and put them under there and get, how many teeth do we have? 33?
38.
An adult? It's 30-something, 32?
Yeah, I thought it was 32.
Boy, we're stupid. We should know this. Is 32 or 33? And then do you lose that many teeth or?
You know, I don't know. I don't know if they're all.
I need to check in.
32.
Okay. I need to check in with Dr. Watanabe about this and see exactly how many, as a kid, how many teeth fall out or get pulled. I don't think it's 32. I think you start out with a fewer, and then that's the number that finally, comes in. But Ballast Dental Care, you just go with me on this. Make an appointment. They'd love to have you as a new patient. BallastDentalCare.com. We mentioned earlier, in case you missed it, the Victoria's Secret Fashion Show is on tonight on CBS, I believe, 9 o'clock our time. I'm just going to watch it because it's, for me, it's research. And I have to talk about
that. Oh, yeah.
So I'll probably have to take a look at the Victoria's Secret thing. American Country Awards, as much as I like country music, I do think we have about two or three too many of these award shows. So yet another one on tonight, I believe. Yeah, on the Fox at 7 o'clock, I think, our time. Now, this is a story, and it happened within the last day or so over in China. And by the way, I'm going to warn you, a shopper captured on, the camera on the phone, this incident, and it's graphic and it's disturbing. And you can only hear it, thank goodness. You can't see the audio, and we'll get to that in a minute. I'm not making this up. A guy was shopping in China with his girlfriend in Zhuhao, Jiangsu province of East China. It's obvious that I'm very fluent in Chinese.
Yeah.
His name was Tao Xiao, 38 years old, taking his girlfriend shopping. The witnesses who saw this said that they could hear them arguing, and he was telling her, "You already have more bags than we can carry," but she wanted to go to one more shop and then just one more shop. I'm not making this up. This is true. Peon saw this article.
Yep.
In fact, he's the one who gave it to me.
I heard this story too.
And so she's buying all these shoes, and he said, "You have enough shoes," only in Chinese, "more shoes than you can ever wear in a lifetime. There's no reason to buy more." And so she starts shouting at him, says he's a skinflint and cheap, and he's spoiling Christmas. They got in a heated argument. He runs over and jumps over a balcony at the shopping mall and plummets 7 floors to his death.
Wow.
He couldn't take it anymore.
Wow.
Man. Now we have his part of the argument because he had the last word.
I can't stand it anymore. I can't stand it. I'm fighting.
Now, that's him? A translator. Oh. No, that was a translator that we have over in China. And I said, translate for me. What was he actually saying? And that's part of the translation. You're going to hear in Chinese. Now, I speak Chinese, so I understand. I'll translate it for you. And this is him ending the argument and then plummeting to his death. Here we go. You have enough shoes. You are mentally ill. No one needs this many shoes. You couldn't wear these in a lifetime. I can't even carry any more bags. Between the two of us, we need a cart and a donkey and an extra rickshaw. This is ridiculous and out of control. I can't take it anymore. I can't stand it. I've had it. I'm out. Enough.
Oh.
Oh, man, 7 floors.
They even had a drum roll.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Oh, my goodness.
He voided himself, maybe.
So they said, When they said shop till you drop.
He did.
Yeah.
I apologize to anybody who was upset by that. That was pretty graphic.
Yeah, it was.
That actually did happen. The guy just leaped over the balcony thing. And man, oh, man. It wasn't even his wife. I could see killing yourself if you're married.
Yeah.
That was just a girlfriend. Get another girlfriend. All right, now, here's another thing I don't get a guy like this. We've talked about this before. We've said, who is that guy who complains because the gal in the office shows too much cleavage? You know, who is that guy? Listen to this. This is one of these advice columns, you know, like Dear Abby. Dear Prudence, this is a syndicated column. I've never been a man who enjoys casual sex. It's always been more enjoyable to me when I'm with a woman with whom I have an emotional connection. For some time, I've been in love with my best friend, Chelsea. Recently, we went on a road trip for my birthday, and one thing led to another, and we spent a weekend in bed together.
Oh.
The sex was thrilling, amazing, and even better, we've decided to start dating. I know we've had sex, but until we're more serious, I'd like to stay out of bed.
What?
Chelsea has a high libido, and I'm worried about offending her or weirding her out. It's stupid, but I feel like I'm emasculating myself. I feel ridiculous turning down sex with the woman I love, but this would make me more comfortable. How should I start this dialogue? Let me recap. It's his best friend. They go on a trip for his birthday. One thing leads to another. They get in bed. They spend the weekend in bed. It's amazing. It's thrilling. Now they're dating. Now he wants to shut off the sex until they're more serious.
What?
I think if I were Prudence, I'd write back, you might be gay.
Yeah, what?
Wow. This is when you wonder, are these real or do they make these up and write them? Sadly, I think it's real. Yeah. There are people who...
Somebody needs to beat the crap out of that guy.
Yeah.
Something's wrong. Beat some sense into
like
him.
Like Cher and Moonstruck.
Yeah.
Snap out of it. Yeah. Matter with you. And, of course, here we go again, overly politically correct. A 6-year-old boy in Cannon City, Colorado, suspended from school for kissing a girl on the cheek. Let me tell you something.
Oh.
I had kids in school. If any teacher or principal suspended my son at the age of 6 for kissing a girl on the cheek, I would go as far as I had to go financially, legally through the system to have that school turned inside out. This is stupid.
Yeah, and they want to label him as a sex offender because it's a second time it's happened.
Second time
kid?
He kissed a girl on the cheek. You know what this
record
tells me? This little guy's a little stud.
Oh.
Kissed a girl on the cheek, and they say that the...
She didn't object.
No, she did not object. They asked her, it didn't bother her. Her parents even said it didn't bother her. And they said that maybe by suspending him and enforcing these tough standards, they can force him to change his behavior. To what? A gay kid?
Oh.
What are you going to change his behavior to? Little boys, even that small, sometimes like to try to get a kiss on the cheek from little girls. This country has lost its mind.
I did that in second grade. I used to chase this little girl around when we were
but
at recess.
I'm sure since it was you, it was unacceptable.
Yeah,
probably...
I got a kiss in kindergarten. Yeah.
You did?
Yeah.
You what?
Got a kiss in kindergarten.
You mean she kissed you?
Well, yeah, we kissed each other, I think.
Whoa,
on the lips?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Kindergarten. That's usually cheek time.
That was, yeah.
You're advanced.
I did it with a girl in preschool.
Oh, come on.
Oh, that's sick, Dan.
See, took it too far.
Oh, well.
Edit that out.
Yeah.
I don't want that to go out over there. Ladies,
sorry,
get in here, please. Dan just doesn't know
where the
edge is. So this morning, there's a great story about a dog and this cop who's trained this dog that was otherwise just like one of those shelter dogs. It wasn't a bred for this, but he gets this dog, sees some characteristics and potential, and now this dog, my goodness, he's a drug-sniffing dog, and he's... I've been hired by the military. I mean, the dog's unbelievable, which brings me to the joke that my good friend who died from ALS told me. And before he died, he was determined to tell me a joke I had not heard. And this is the joke. And until he told me this joke, while he could still speak before that horrible ALS took his voice from him, it thrilled him to death that I didn't know this joke. And I wasn't faking it, pretending I didn't know. I'd never heard it till he told me. And it's a guy who's looking in the paper. He wants to buy a dog, and he sees an ad for a dog, and the ad says, dog for sale. Dog talks, speaks English, speaks as well as any human, $25. Now the guy thinks it was some kind of joke, but he's curious, so he calls the number, and the guy answers the phone. He says, you have the dog for sale? He says, yeah. He says, all right, what's the deal with the talking thing, a talking dog? He says, the dog talks. He says, you mean like what's on top of a house, roof, that kind of, no. He says, he's speaking, you're in a conversation with you. You don't believe me? Come over to the house. So he gets the address, and the guy goes, now he's really curious. He goes to the front door, and the homeowner says, are you here to see my dog? He says, yeah. He says, there he is, lying over by the fireplace. And the dog looks up and says, hey, come on in. Now, the guy's first reaction is he's a ventriloquist. He's throwing his voice, but he could tell that's not what's happening here. And then the dog looks up and says, come on, come over by the fireplace. I know, you're in shock. I'm talking. I'm a dog. I'm not supposed to talk. Come on, man. It's okay. Come on, sit down. Now the guy's stunned. He sits down and says, you talk. He goes, yeah, I talk. Look, are you here because of the ad? Because my owner here, my master's decided to sell me? And I guess you're interested? He says, yeah. He says, did I see the ad right? What's he asking, $25 for me? He says, yeah. He goes, all right, what do you want to know? What do you want to know about me? The dog asks the man, and the man says, well, I'm still in shock because you can talk. He goes, yeah, come on, yeah, get to it. What do you want to know? He says, well, tell me about yourself. He goes, well, I'm a dog. All right, I'm 8 years old. Originally trained from a puppy to be a support dog for, you know, handicapped people. And then that led me into training for Seeing Eye Dog. I was actually Seeing Eye Dog for Stevie Wonder for a while. Did a little time with the late Ray Charles. I was his Seeing Eye Dog. And then they saw how smart I was, so the DEA people got a hold of me and trained me for drug sniffing. I was a drug sniffing dog. I helped bust one of the biggest drug rings in the southwest part of the United States. That was me that sniffed those drugs out. And then we get all this terrorist activity and all the Boston Marathon thing, so they train me to sniff out bombs. I've saved, best estimate, according to the feds, I've probably saved at least 10,000 lives by sniffing out bombs everywhere from bus stations to airports to just on the street. And then I've been in Afghanistan. I trained also to sniff out bodies and to differentiate between people who are still alive and those that are deceased, so we can get to the people who are alive first and save them. And the guy goes, oh my goodness, I've never, this is unbelievable. And the dog says, yeah, that's all behind me. I'm kind of retired now. I don't do that stuff anymore. I'm 8 years old. Just kind of take it easy. And the guy looks at the dog's owner and says, why would you sell a dog like this for $25? The guy goes, because he's a liar.
All right, let's see how traffic's moving now. Here's Tim Weiland.
Well, we do have some problems on the highways, Dan. On southbound 55 near Butler Hill, you've got a vehicle fire that's got the right lane blocked. Right now, traffic is heavy from about the Mattis overpass up through Butler Hill. Westbound 40 at the Spirit overpass, a stalled vehicle has the left lane blocked. Eastbound 255, where it turns to northbound 255, you've got an accident at Route 3 that's got that ramp blocked. Traffic is backing up towards the Jefferson Barracks Bridge. Now, if you're traveling on eastbound 40, you're going to be slow from Clarkson in through Mason. Also downtown, it's slow from approaching Jefferson to the Poplar Street Bridge. Southbound 170 jammed up from Olive through 40. Northbound 170 from Natural Bridge through 270. Southbound 270, you've got some slow pockets. Well, it's pretty heavy between Page and Olive. And then some slow pockets between Clayton and Doherty Ferry. And again from 44 through Graboy. And it looks like on westbound 44, we're running slow between Mraz and 141. This traffic report brought to you by Kohl's Department Store. Get to Kohl's Christmas Doorbuster Sale. It's happening now and tomorrow. Save 50 to 60% off great gifts for everyone. Plus, get $10 Kohl's cash for every 50 spent. Kohl's, expect great things. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
News, weather, traffic, sports, and live local talk. This is the Big 550
KTRS.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
Depend on it.
Midwest Floor has just purchased a truckload of luxury vinyl tile flooring from Armstrong to give you these great holiday savings. Hello, I'm Brian McGee, President and CEO of Midwest Floor. If you ever wanted to make a fashion statement in your home, now is the time. Beautiful, American-made, luxury vinyl tile. On sale now for only $3.89 a square foot. It's a great alternative to ceramic tile that's comfortable on your feet, warm to your touch, and easy to take care of. That's right, you can have one of the most durable tile floors made. Armstrong's Alterna Luxury Vinyl Tile for only $3.89 a square foot. That's half of our regular price. And with your choice of 42 different patterns and colors and 5 different sizes, you can't go wrong. So hurry into one of our 2 stores and take advantage of this truckload offer. That's Midwest Floor in Brentwood and Chesterfield, or online at MidwestFloor.com. Quality since 1939.
This is Bob Ellman. The government shutdown is over, and we're busy closing loans because the rates have dropped again. Right or wrong, raising the debt ceiling has forced mortgage rates down. That's why I urge you to refinance to a lower rate today.
People are calling to take advantage of low rates, and if you missed it the first time around, this is your second chance. Call Golden Oak at 314-567-GOLD. That's 567-4653.
Now's the time to consolidate debts or get cash for the holidays. Our licensed loan officers are standing by to help you lock in a low rate.
Call Golden Oak today and get a lower rate of 3.25. That's a fixed rate at 3.25. Call 314-567-GOLD.
Golden Oak Lending, short my blues.
NMLS 1149.37, conventional 15-year fixed rate. APR 3.623 with qualified credit. 111 Westport Plaza, St. Louis, Missouri, 63146. Call 567-GOLD.
Hi, this is Laurie Heise. My husband Ken and I started Heise Advisory Group knowing that financial planning is more about human beings than it is about investments. If you call us right now at 314-909-1116, we'll take the time to give you a retirement review with only you in mind. When people walk in our doors, we see individuals with families and dreams and hopes and fears. And if you're like most people, it's pretty challenging to stay ahead of the things that may affect your retirement. So, if you're not convinced that you have a sound strategy for retirement, call Heise Advisory Group. The solutions we offer are as unique as each person we meet. Call us at 314-909-1116 for your retirement review. We'll listen and provide you with guidance that's as unique as you are. Call us now at 314-909-1116. That's 314-909-1116. Or visit us on the web at HEISEAdvisoryGroup.com.
I love this coffee.
A new gourmet coffee company in St. Louis wants you to try their coffee for free. Email 2 free coffee samples at gmail.com. Organo Gold brings the treasure of the earth to the people of the world. Organo Gold. Email 2 free coffee samples at gmail.com. To try Organo Gold coffees, teas, mochas, and lattes for free. You've never had coffee this good. Organo Gold Coffee. Email 2 free coffee samples at gmail.com.
I love this coffee.
2 free coffee samples at gmail.com.
Need a gift for Dad this Christmas? Why not give him a gift that makes yard care easy? Steel outdoor power equipment, like Steel chainsaws, starting at $179.99. They're the number one selling brand of chainsaws worldwide. Don't forget Dad's stocking stuffer. Steel has you covered with protective eye and earwear, gloves, and chaps. This Christmas, remember, Dad's ready for power. Also remember, you'll find only Steel trimmers, blowers, and chainsaws at servicing Steel dealers. Are you ready for a Steel? Go to Seidensteiger's in Mexico, Curryville, Moscow Mills, and Tipton for a full selection of Steel products and accessories.
At the Gatesworth, you set the standard for exceptional senior living. A St. Louis tradition for 25 years, they offer residents personalized service and a variety of lifestyle options. Their warm residential setting and commitment to quality ensures that each resident has what they need, when they need it, and the way they like it. Visit them on the web or Facebook, or schedule a personal tour and see for yourself how the Gatesworth does senior living your way.
For boots, bullets, britches, and baloney, you've got to come to Crane's. Crane's Country Store in Williamsburg, Missouri is a tourist destination. Just west of St. Louis, Crane's is nothing like you have ever seen. A true working country store with work supplies, clothing from Carhartt and Filson, case knives, and firearms, too. Sit around the pot-bellied stove and enjoy one of their famous $2 sandwiches. Going to a Mizzou game? Stop by next time, one block north of Highway 70 at the Williamsburg exit to Crane's Country Store. Find them on Facebook at Crane's Country Store.
Every Thursday until Christmas at REI, you'll find five top brands on sale for 5 days only at REI stores and REI.com.
Here's an easy holiday gift. Trendy, delicious cake bonbon flights. Each sampler pack has six mouth-watering flavors of decadent truffles in three different themes. Order now at 636-458-7727 or visit CelebratingLifeCakes.com.
Starbucks signature holiday beverages are here. Put a Starbucks handcrafted beverage on your to-do list and make all your holiday errands a little more joyful. Get your favorite flavor at Starbucks today. If you haven't yet, you gotta stop by the Blackfin American Grill at the Galleria to check out their new menu. The new items are amazing. For more, go to blackfinamericangrill.com. Eat, drink, be lively.
Custom closets have never been so affordable. Call St. Louis Closet Company, 314-781-9000, and schedule your free in-home estimate. That's St. Louis Closet Company, 314-781-9000.
KTRS and the U.S. Marines are playing Santa for the 2013 Big 550 Nestle Purina Toy Drive. Light up the life of a needy child by dropping off your new unwrapped toys for tots donation at Chesterfield Mall Friday, December 13th from 9 a.m. till 6 p.m. as we broadcast live from the center court. There's also one here at KTRS in the Westport Plaza. The Big 550 KTRS Nestle Purina Toy Drive is brought to you by Renewal by Anderson, John Beal, Outdoor Living, Flooring Industry Council, St. Louis Closet Company, Bob Cuban, and the Big 550 KTRS.
Bottle of wine, fruit of the vine, when you gonna let me get sober? Leave me alone, let me go.
Southern California, where Mike Evans is standing by, courtesy of Annie Gunn's restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. You need to make a reservation to go to dinner at Annie Gunn's. You will see why when you get there. This place, even when there was no Chesterfield Valley as we know it now, with all the development after the flood, when there were three places in the whole valley, this place was packed every day for lunch and dinner. And again, you have to eat there to understand why. And then, of course, you want to pick up something, well, in many cases, something you can't get anywhere else, Smokehouse Market. Both in Chesterfield Valley, both closed on Mondays. Here's Mike Evans, everybody.
Oh, give it up.
I didn't, anyway.
Nope.
No.
Hey, and I got to tell you, I mean, you know, Cheryl's from Springfield. I have a daughter who lives in Chesterfield. We get to St. Louis a lot. I've probably been to St. Louis 250 times.
Whoa.
I've been to the Hill 50 times for dinner, and Annie Gunn's is my favorite restaurant. Honest to God, the food there is just mouth-watering.
If you were in the courtroom and your hands on a Bible and a polygraph machine, would you stand by that statement?
Yes, I would.
Hey, did you, before you do your stuff, did you see this story about this guy in L.A. that got locked in a plane? It was an express, one of those commuter jets, and he's in the back, and he's kind of slumped down sleeping, and they didn't really sweep the plane and look very well, and they taxi and park it and close it up with him in there.
I did not see that.
Yeah. Flying to L.A., it says he woke up. He's alone. It's dark. It's a United Express plane in Houston, Texas. He was supposed to change planes at George Bush International Airport. Nobody noticed he was still sleeping at the back part of the plane from Lafayette, Louisiana. They close up the jet. He wakes up. It's dark. He can't get out. I'd say there are a couple of free trips coming to that guy.
I would think so.
Yeah. What do you got?
Bizarre.
What do you got for us?
Pop quiz question. Name the name of the hottie who says for the first time in her life she is afraid of ghosts. It's happening on the set of her current movie. She says she can feel ghosts all over the set. She's afraid. Nicole Kidman.
Yeah.
Sandra Bullock.
Sometimes, yeah.
Angelina Jolie.
Yeah, all the time, yeah.
All right, damn. Love Nuggets is...
Incredible.
That Tiger Woods and Lindsey Vonn are planning to get married right after the Olympic Games of the PGA season end of the year.
I hope so. Those kids, those
beautiful.
Two crazy kids.
It's beautiful what it is.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Nope.
rumors are that Mila Kunis.
Yeah.
And Ashton Kutcher may be getting married before the new year. Kanye West is a moron.
Yeah, no kidding.
The London Mirror listed some of his most ridiculous quotes. I can only give you a couple here. One is he was asked what his biggest life regret is to this point. Kanye said, quote, "My greatest pain in life, my biggest life regret, is that I will never be able to see myself perform live."
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, man, he's got some big ones.
Wow. That's an ego.
Unbelievable.
That is your single biggest regret in life? What an ego.
Yeah, unbelievable. Wow. He also says, quote, "You know, being a rapper is dangerous as much as being a policeman or being a soldier fighting a war." End quote.
Oh, I put those all in the same category.
Oh,
buddy.
Absolutely. You know, you never know when he's going to catch a water bottle upside his head.
You bet. He's right about
you
that.
You bet. Another New York Post headline. Did you hear the story about these newlyweds who made a pledge to kill a stranger on their honeymoon?
No.
Happened in Philadelphia on Sunday. The day after they were married, they lured an old, lonely man on Craigslist, told him that they just got married and that they wanted him to come and she was going to have sex while he watched. The husband watched.
Oh.
So the guy went there, and the wife stabbed him to death.
That's a cute couple.
Yeah.
Now, so the deal was
they were arrested. The New York Post headline screamed, "The wedding slasher."
Now, was the deal that the old man got to have sex with her and the husband?
Yeah.
Brother. How do you find a mate, somebody to marry, who is the same nut level you are?
That's unbelievable.
I guess you're just drawn to each other.
Wow.
Odds and ends, don't know what to say, how it happened, but boy, Katy Perry looks better than ever. She looks unbelievable. Anyway.
Nope.
Okay.
Will Smith has finally cut ties with Scientology. Anyway.
No.
Okay, three biopics just got green-lighted. I'll give you the name of each biopic. You tell me real quickly there in studio if you would go and see it. Are you ready?
Ready.
The Vince Lombardi story.
I would.
I don't really know the whole lot.
Big name and big name.
Yeah, I know he's a huge
football.
Name in football. Yeah,
I would.
I would to learn things I don't know because I'm not that well versed in sports. So I would actually learn some.
Maybe not go to the theater to see it, but
no, I'd rent it.
The Roger Ebert story.
Yes.
Yeah,
I would.
Yeah.
Bette Midler will play Mae West, and why don't you come up and see me some?
No.
I don't like Bette Midler.
I don't either. Thank you.
I find her about it as talented as Russell Brand.
She may be talented. I find her obnoxious. My wife loves Bette Midler.
Oh, I can't stand her.
She just...
A lot of people in Hawaii don't like her because she was born and raised in Hawaii, never went back. Doesn't like it, doesn't care for it, will badmouth it every chance she gets.
She has a huge gay following, and I just have never understood what her great talent is. I know she's a decent singer, but I don't get it.
Anyway.
Nope.
No.
Tell-all book that Dina Lohan is releasing will humiliate Lindsay, her sister, and the entire family.
Not hard to do.
Not hard to do. In fact, Lindsay's done a pretty good job of it all by herself.
Right.
Bad news for my friends in Hawaii. Alec Baldwin is looking to buy property there. There goes the neighborhood. Anyway.
No.
All right, Dan.
Nope.
And this next item, I just found it so interesting, I just had to use it. Kim Kardashian.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about her favorite restaurants.
He said Kim Kardashian. Thank you.
favorite restaurants in New York, she had two. One is the Spotted Pig in the West Village.
That's what people say when they see her. Hey, I spotted a pig.
Exactly.
Yeah, hey.
And the other one is in New York City, the Lower West Side, a place in an area called Soho, called Big Ass Taco.
That's the other thing they say when they're talking. They go, Soho,
yeah,
what is this deal with you and Kanye West?
Big Ass Taco.
That sounds great.
Oh, Kim Kardashian's favorite restaurant, the Spotted Pig and the Big Ass Taco.
Of all the wonderful restaurants.
That's one of her nicknames,
isn't
it?
What, Big Ass Taco?
Yeah.
See, that's inappropriate.
You know, let's be nasty because they're talking taco and women's parts and everything.
You know what? You edit that out. You edit yourself out.
Unbelievable. Misbehaving.
Mike, I'm so sorry. Take that out, Pia.
All right.
Yeah.
Anyway.
No.
No?
No.
Well, that was a good one. Finally. Who says they're afraid of ghosts? Nicole Kidman, Sandra Bullock, and Angelina Jolie.
Sandra Bullock.
I'll say Jolie.
Kidman is the least likely because she's the same shade as Casper. But I'm going to go with Nicole Kidman.
The movie she's making is about a World War One railroad and trains that get on it. People end up dead and their ghosts stay on the train. Stars Nicole Kidman.
I can't believe I'm like a genius.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness. Anyway.
No. I'm betting like 1,000. It's unbelievable.
Wow.
Like 4 or 5 in a row.
That's a stretch there.
We're out of control.
Mike Evans, courtesy of Annie Gunn's restaurant at the Smokehouse Market. Now, here's the difference between people who get to a certain point in their life and they can weather the financial storms because they have the money when something comes up. Even things that come up that were expected to come up, or sometimes unexpected emergencies. The difference is that the people who are ready for it and can handle it and get through it and not have to wring their hands and want to jump off a cliff are people who planned financially for this. There's a certain amount of discipline that you have to have. You have to be willing to put some money away and forget about it. And then find a way to gradually add to that and then put it somewhere smart. Most people can't do that themselves, by themselves, without some expert help. The expert help part is what brings me to the names Mark and Jason. Mark Reardon and Jason Becker, they are the experts. They're with Stiefel Nicholas. They're going to say some things to you that make a lot of sense. You're the one that has to move on it, act on it. Nobody can argue that the earlier in life you start to save and invest, the better off you'll be later. That's not you can't argue with that. It's just a fact. No one will ever say these words. Man, if only we hadn't saved so much money. Nobody's ever said that. It doesn't even make any sense to say that. They have said this, boy, if I'd only started earlier, if I'd planned better, if I'd put aside some money, if I'd invested smarter, if I hadn't tried to do this by myself. That's what people say. So you need to get a hold of Mark and Jason. And I'm not telling you to put your financial future in their hands. I'm just asking you to meet them. You'll make the decision as to whether or not you like what they have to say and you think it makes sense. Lots of people do. Long time in this business, 30-plus years. Stiefel Nicholas, Mark Jason. You know the website, markandjason.com.
Here comes Tim Weiland with another look at traffic. Tim?
All right, Dan, they were working with this vehicle fire. It is on southbound 55, a little bit south of Butler Hill, and traffic was backing up from the Mattis overpass down through there. You're still running pretty slow on westbound 40 from about Van Deventer out through McCausland. You're looking slow again from McKnight all the way out through Mason and from the Long Road overpass to the Boone Bridge. You're also going to find it a little bit slow between 94 to almost Winghaven. Southbound 170 getting a little bit better. You're slow now Ladue down through Highway 40. They were working with this accident on eastbound slash northbound 255 at Route 3. Pretty good backup behind there. They had the two left lanes blocked. Westbound 70, you're slow past Jennings Station Road again as you go from 70 through the airport. And eastbound 270, you're still jamming up McDonnell through New Florissant. This traffic report is brought to you by Kohl's Department Store. Kohl's Christmas Doorbuster Sale. It's happening now and tomorrow. Save 50 to 60% off great gifts for everyone. Plus, get $10 Kohl's gifts for every 50 spent. Kohl's, expect great things. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
traffic.
Let me just give you an update on Manchester where that water main break is. Now they've only have a right lane.
It's out there all day long. And while other stations may ignore it in the middle of the day, we give you the traffic updates you need. The Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
In a world of fast food sameness, it's nice to know that there's a place where you can relax and enjoy food made from scratch. A place that feels like home. A place called Gingham's Home Style Restaurant. Gingham's offers homemade ingredients in all their dishes 24 hours a day. Their batters are made from scratch daily, and they offer a wide variety of soups and desserts. Visit Gingham's Homestyle Restaurant, 1881 Sherman Drive, near the corner of Highway 94 and St. Charles, or online at ginghamsrestaurant.com.
Here's an easy holiday gift. Trendy, delicious cake bonbon flights. Each sampler pack has six mouth-watering flavors of decadent truffles in three different themes. Order now at 636-458-7727 or visit CelebratingLifeCakes.com.
If you've never been to Basso, let us introduce you to the concept of basement chic. Located on the lower level of the totally revamped Cheshire, Basso is a sleek Italian gastropub with 32 beers on tap every day. Think massive island bar, cool underground vibe, and a great menu by St. Louis's only James Beard award-winning chef, Patrick Connolly. It's a great spot to meet up for lunch, happy hour, dinner, or late-night drinks. For reservations or more info on specials and events, visit basso-stl.com.
Hey, listen, I mean this when I say it. Thank you so much for being with us. Have a great Tuesday evening, everybody.
Fox 2 News at 6 on KTRS is presented by Bowen Dental Care. All your family's dental needs under one roof by a family that cares. You're listening to a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
You can count on. This is Fox 2 News.
There have been at least a half dozen bank robberies in the St. Louis area just since Thanksgiving. Three of them happened in one day. This one was just hit yesterday, but those numbers don't tell the whole story.
Missouri Governor Jay Nixon signs off on a list of incentives for Boeing. What the company gets if it brings a new commercial airline production facility to St. Louis. 5 days after the first snowfall of the season, some parts of the area are still digging out. Why some schools still haven't resumed classes.
All new at 6. If it seems to you that there have been a lot of bank robberies in the St. Louis area lately, well, you're not alone. We thought so, too, which is why we checked it out. Fox 2's Paul Shankman joins us now with what the FBI has to say about this trend. Paul.
Well, Sandy, by our count, there have been at least six local bank robberies just since Thanksgiving, including three in a row on Saturday. So what is happening? The special agent in charge of the FBI in St. Louis thinks he knows the answer.
A lot of times during this season, it's the fact that I either got laid off, we had no money, need to feed the family.